we bring you Living Proverbs, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Proverbs chapter 19. Better be poor and honest than rich and dishonest. It is dangerous and sinful to rush into the unknown. A man may ruin his chances by his own foolishness and then blame it on to the Lord. A wealthy man has many friends. That's friends in quotation marks. The poor man has none left. Punish false witnesses. Track down liars. Many beg favors from a man who's generous. Everyone is his friend. A poor man's own brothers turn away from him in embarrassment. How much more his friends? He calls after them, but they are gone. He who loves wisdom loves his own best interest and will be a success. A false witness shall be punished, and a liar shall be caught. It doesn't seem right for a fool to succeed or for a slave to rule over princes. A wise man restrains his anger and overlooks insults. This is to his credit. The king's anger is as dangerous as a lion's, but his approval is as refreshing as the dew on grass. A rebellious son is a calamity to his father, and a nagging wife a noise like constant dripping. A father can give his sons homes and riches, but only the Lord can give them understanding wives. A lazy man sleeps soundly and goes hungry. Keep the commandments and keep your life. Despise them, and despising them means death. When you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and He pays wonderful interest on your loan. Discipline your son in his early years while there's hope. If you don't, you will ruin his life. A short-tempered man must bear his own penalty. You can't do much to help him. If you try once, you must try a dozen times. Get all the advice you can and be wise the rest of your life. Man proposes, but God disposes. Kindness makes a man attractive, and it's better to be poor than dishonest. Reverence for God gives life, happiness, and protection from harm. Some men are so lazy they won't even feed themselves. Punish a mocker, and others will learn from his example. Reprove a wise man, and he will be the wiser. A son who mistreats his father or mother is a public disgrace. Stop listening to teaching that contradicts what you know is right. A worthless witness cares nothing for truth. He enjoys his sinning too much. Mockers and rebels shall be severely punished.
It's about time. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ the King. It's about time, oh Christian, about time. It's about time for the saints to rejoice and sing. Soon the Lord will appear. It's about time. It's about time, oh sinner, about time. All the sin of your life has on him been laid. It's about time that you yield, about
Wine gives false courage. Hard liquor leads to brawls. What fools men are to let it master them, making them reel drunkenly down the street. The king's fury is like that of a roaring lion. To rouse his anger is to risk your life. It is an honor for a man to stay out of a fight. Only fools insist on quarreling. If you won't plow in the cold, you won't eat at the harvest. Though good advice lies deep within a counselor's heart, the wise man will draw it out. Most people will tell you what loyal friends they are, but are they telling the truth? It is a wonderful heritage to have an honest father. A king sitting as judge weighs all the evidence carefully, distinguishing the true from the false. Who can ever say, "I have cleansed my heart, I am sinless"? The Lord despises every kind of cheating. The character of even a child can be known by the way he acts, whether what he does is pure and right. If you have good eyesight and good hearing, thank God who gave them to you. If you love sleep, you will end in poverty. Stay awake, work hard, and there will be plenty to eat. Utterly worthless, says the buyer as he haggles over the price, but afterwards he brags about his bargain. Good sense is far more valuable than gold or precious jewels. It is risky to make loans to strangers. Some men enjoy cheating, but the cake they buy with such ill-gotten gain will turn to gravel in their mouths. Don't go ahead with your plans without the advice of others. Don't go to war until they agree. Don't tell your secrets to a gossip unless you want them broadcast to the world. God puts out the light of the man who curses his father or mother. A fortune can be made from cheating, but there is a curse that goes with it. Don't repay evil for evil. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. The Lord loathes all cheating and dishonesty. Since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that happens along the way? It is foolish and rash to make a promise to the Lord before counting the cost. A wise king stamps out crime by severe punishment. A man's conscience is the Lord's searchlight, exposing his hidden motives. If a king is kind, honest, and fair, his kingdom stands secure. The glory of young men is their strength, of old men, their experience. Punishment that hurts chases evil from the heart. Just as water is turned into irrigation ditches, so the Lord directs the king's thoughts. He turns them wherever he wants to. We can justify our every deed, but God looks at our motives. God is more pleased when we are just and fair than when we give him gifts. Pride, lust, and evil actions are all sin. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. Dishonest gain will never last, so why take the risk? Because the wicked are unfair, their violence boomerangs and destroys them. A man is known by his actions. An evil man lives an evil life. A good man lives a godly life. It is better to live in the corner of an attic than with a crabby woman in a lovely home. An evil man loves to harm others. Being a good neighbor is out of his line. The wise man learns by listening. The simpleton can learn only by seeing scorners punished. The godly learn by watching ruin overtake the wicked. He who shuts his ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored in his own time of need. An angry man is silenced by giving him a gift. A good man loves justice, but it is a calamity to evildoers. The man who strays away from common sense will end up dead. A man who loves pleasure becomes poor. Wine and luxury are not the way to riches. The wicked will finally lose. The righteous will finally win. Better to live in the desert than with a quarrelsome, complaining woman. The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets. The man who tries to be good, loving, and kind finds life, righteousness, and honor. The wise man conquers the strong man and levels his defenses. Keep your mouth closed, and you will stay out of trouble. Mockers are proud, haughty, and arrogant. The lazy man longs for many things, but his hands refuse to work. He is greedy to get, while the godly love to give. God loathes the gifts of evil men, especially if they're trying to bribe him. A false witness must be punished. An honest witness is safe. An evil man is stubborn, but a godly man will reconsider. No one, regardless of how shrewd or well-advised he is, can stand against the Lord. Go ahead and prepare for the conflict, but victory comes from God. Reading Living Proverbs, the old, old message in modern language. We read Proverbs chapters 19, 20, and 21. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with Living Proverbs.